what we did, you know, during the season was great, and you know, it was a heck of an accomplishment, and you know, it was good that we did that. You know, I think it's something that the fans can enjoy. You know, it's something that we can look back, you know, once we walk away from this game and you know, look at what we've done. But right now, you know, we still have a lot of work to do. You know, it's a new season. You know, everyone is 0-0. You know, it's just I look at it just like the draft. You know, you have first round draft picks and you have 7-round draft picks. You know, but now you draft it. So, you know, it's what you do from this point forward. And you know, so you know, we have a lot of work to do. We don't know who we're going to be playing at this point, but you know, we're excited to be playing, just to be playing. So you know, we just have to see what happens.
Is it hard to prepare not knowing who you're playing?
No, I think we, you know, we take this week and kind of, you know, look at ourselves, dissect ourselves, and get better in a few areas that we need to, whether it's the running game or running the football or stopping the run, you know, in our pass defense. So I think this is a time for us to look at ourselves and, you know, take care of our own business and get ourselves better. You know, obviously, we're definitely going to need it.
Richard, the fact that you have so many veterans on this team that have been to Super Bowls, won Super Bowls, does that help you in putting this season behind you and focusing on what needs to be done?
Well, you know what? I think all season long we've always done a good job of just taking it one game at a time and, you know, really not looking looking forward or not looking at the things that we've accomplished. And, you know, as cliche as it is, but if you never get too high or you never get down in the dumps when, you know, we could have been down in the dumps, even though we won some games but didn't play as well as we would like. You know, I just think now is a great opportunity for us just to, you know, keep that same mentality. And, you know, it's an exciting time of year. I mean, you know, this is one of the reasons that you play this game, you know, to have an opportunity. And that's what we have in front of us right now is an opportunity to do some great things, and we're definitely excited to do it.
How different was this year for you?
Is there more pressure on you?
You know, what we've done, I mean, that's during the season. You know, right now we look at it as a totally different year because it is a different year. So, you know. I don't feel pressure to go out and perform or, you know, to keep a standard or a level. You know, we just go out and take care of our responsibility and do our job. You know, because when you play, we have a lot of guys that played in, obviously, in a lot of big games and, you know, won Super Bowls before. But, you know, each year is different. It brings on different challenges. You know, you also have different teammates and, you know, but it's a fun time of year. So I think some people crack under it and some people embrace it, you know. And we have definitely have a lot of guys that have embraced that, just love to be in the spotlight and love to be playing for a championship.
Last game of the season, the defense was up 35 points. Are you concerned about that at all heading into the playoffs? Things need to tighten up on the defense?
Well, obviously, you know, we want to do a better job defensively and, you know, we went into that football game, you know, having a good game plan and, you know, tried to execute. But I think you have to look at it and give the Giants a lot of credit. They did a lot of good things. And that's why I think we can take this week and, you know, look at the film and see what we need to get better at. Because obviously, you know, we're not perfect and we're not trying to go out and play perfect. You know, we're just trying to go out and do our jobs and, you know, try to play great. And you're going to have some games where it goes that way. Hopefully we you know, have any coming up soon.
Talking to a younger player, maybe someone who hasn't been through a full season of football before that whole experience, what do you tell them about the difference in the level of the competition?
We definitely look at it as just like the preseason when you go into that first game, it goes up a notch. And I thought it was really good to have that giant game because it was definitely a playoff atmosphere. And it was definitely good for this football team, good for the young guys to see the type of intensity, see the environment that we're going to be up against week in and week out. So I thought it was a good game for us, you know, just from that standpoint. But the stakes are high, and I think this is when you need your best players to play the best, and then you also need your solid players to play good. So that's kind of where it is right now.
How difficult was this season for you personally, sitting out?
Obviously, you know, not being able to play early on in the year, you know, because of injuries, you know, it's tough, you know, because, you know, when you see your guys out there playing, you want to be a part of it, you know, because that's one of the reasons that you, you know, play this game. But you have to be healthy in order to do that. And I wasn't healthy enough to play early on in the year. But, you know, I was it was a blessing that I was able to come back and, you know, get back out on the football field.